Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
We are with the man of the hour, new Raiders head coach for the second time, Mr. John Gruden. Now, I don't know if you are aware, but 20 years ago, plus one day, January 8th, 1998, you were first hired by the late Al Davis. Is there any significance to this 20-year anniversary at all?
No, it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
You know, Al Davis called me at 3 o'clock in the morning. And now Mark Davis calls me at 3 o'clock in the morning, but it's not common to get an opportunity to go back where it all started.
Yeah.
And it's a great story, I think, but it's also a great responsibility, and I just want to do everything I can to deliver.
Well, somebody who played for you, we have standing by right now, back at the studio, Bill Romanowski.
Oh, Bill Romanowski.
So, Bill, I know you can hear me right now. Why don't you ask Coach Gruden a question?
John, I just want to say I'm very happy that you're back. Thank you. Question I have for you is walk us through the way you're going to evaluate Derek Carr, what he has done, what he did last year, and what you're going to do moving forward to put him in a position to succeed.
Well, great talking to you, Bill. First thing we're going to do is keep him away from guys like you because he has been beat up. He's had some injuries the last two seasons, so we got to obviously make sure he's healthy. But, Bill, the first thing we're going to do is hire our coaching staff and put the system in place. And we're going to ask a lot more from Derek Carr at the line of scrimmage. We're going to put him in a position, I think, to do some of the things that we did in the past with his recognition of defenses, his ability to communicate, and really showcase his talented arm. But we got to hire the coaching staff first. I think we can improve the roster a little bit around him. And I think the offense will really demand more from him, which I hope really improves him.
John, speaking of that coaching staff, you have two very well-respected guys in Greg Olsen, and then also Paul Gunther. What's he going to add to that defense, and he's really going to kind of help mold that unit and this new system?
Well, Paul Gunther, I think he's proven as a coordinator that he can get results. An attacking defense, he's a creative guy. He gets players to perform. I like what he's done with players from the sixth round, the seventh round, undrafted players like Vontaze Burfict. He's turned into stars. So I think he's a great teacher. He's a great motivator. He's got a very vast background, and I think he's going to fit in good with the Raiders.
Something you were not asked during the press conference, and my Twitter timeline has been blowing up, and my mentions have been blowing up about this. Will you bring on Rich Gannon, the former Raiders quarterback and former NFL MVP, as your quarterback's coach?
I don't know. I'm going to talk to Rich. Rich and I argued every day when I was coaching him. I don't know if I want to argue every day with him now, but, you know, we're going to take our time putting together our staff. The first thing we're going to do is try and find an offensive line coach. We're going to try to find a defensive line coach. Got a lot of candidates coming in the next couple days, but believe me, Gannon is always at the top of my Rolodex, so we will be talking.
Now, Mark Davis said up there that this was the best day of his life, definitely one of them. What does that mean to you, and how long has he been kind of slowly whispering in your ear, trying to lure you back into this side of things?
You know, we've talked over the years, last six or 7 years, and, you know, I just I look at the last 15 seasons in Oakland. I think they've had one winning season. I think they've had 9 or 10 different head coaches. And this may not work out. This is something that I've got to prove can work out. I feel a huge responsibility to Mrs. Davis and Mark Davis and the Raider Nation. And you know, I cherish this opportunity. I plan on doing everything I can with it.
A lot of people say, hey, you know, he hasn't coached since 2008, so what makes you think he's going to take this team to the next level? But is there a kind of an upside to being able to take a step back away from the game and look at it through a different lens?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's disadvantages, there's advantages. It depends on which website you want to read. There's going to be people that are positive about this and negative about it. And
what do you believe, Coach?
Look, I think there's benefits. I did not close my eyes and shut my ears. I studied football for the last 7 or 8 years. My brother's the head coach of the Redskins. Most of my friends are in football, coaching. Yeah. And I go on vacations with my wife to training camp. That's where I take her. So it's
wow,
not
she's
like
a great wife.
She
to put
is.
Up with that.
No, it's not like I've. It's not like I've been away from the game very far. But I do have a lot to prove. You're right.
Yeah.
When it comes to picking players, how is that dynamic going to work? And do you anticipate bringing in more guys? Maybe an executive vice president, something like that, on the personnel side.
You know, I think all those roles will be discussed. I just got here. It's my first day. I don't want to make a lot of predictions, but we have to acquire the best people possible. I think I said at the beginning, people that love football, that love the city of Oakland, that love this Raider brand, and people that will do anything within the rules to win. Yeah. And those are the criteria that we're looking for. So if you got anybody out there interested, call me.
Well, your former player, left tackle, Donald Penn, was on the NFL Network yesterday, and he compared you to Steve Kerr, kind of the same situation, saying, you know, you were the Steve Kerr of the Warriors, coming into a situation where they have the pieces in place. What do you think about that comparison, and how far off is this team to making that jump to competing for conference championships and a Super Bowl?
I coached Donald Penn at Tampa,
and
don't believe everything Penn says. I got nothing in common with Steve Kerr. I don't even know Steve Kerr. So
you'll get to know him quick.
I love Donald Penn's confidence. I love the way that he plays the left tackle position with a sense of physicality, but I'm not going to make any bold predictions. We got a long way to go, and I can't wait to lock the doors and get rolling.
But do you think this team is close?
Well, I think we lost 10 out of our last 14 games. We lost our final four games. We've got to solve why that happened. We've got to prove that we're the team from 2016, not the team from 17.
It really seems like there is such a strong bond between you and the entire East Bay. Like, where did that form, and why do you have such a real kinship with the Black Hole, with the entire Raider Nation?
I was raised here.
Yeah.
I mean, this
is
my first job. I had a lot of pressure on me working for Al Davis. I loved it. And the people in a Black Hole, the people of the city of Oakland raised me. Mm-hmm. You know, they taught me how to compete. They motivated me, and they related to me, and I related to them. And hopefully we can continue that relationship.
Coach, thank you so much for joining
us.
I know a lot of people want to talk to you. So congratulations. Welcome back to the Bay, Coach.
Thanks. Great to see you guys.
All right, great to
thank
see you.
The Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.